Lesson from the second. You know, we've had these readings so often, and I'm a little short on time today, so I think maybe you can review these readings on your own. It's Paul to Timothy, giving him advice about how to be a good bishop. But that more bishops would actually read this. And then the Lord talks about us being salt of the earth and light of the world and so forth. And I've spoken about these many times. Today we have a feast day of a doctor of the church, bishop, confessor, Peter Chrysologus, who died in 450. So he died about 10 years after, about 9 years after Leo the Great died, and who died in 441. And he was a confidant of Leo. And he serves as a bit of a bridge figure between what we might call late antiquity and the early medieval period with Gregory the Great, who then would die in 604. Peter Chrysologus was a brilliant preacher, and thus his nickname, Chrysologus, golden word, golden worded or golden messaged Peter. Peter had been very, very talented and was picked out to be a deacon by Cornelius of Rome, and then eventually sent as bishop by Sixtus III to Ravenna, where in about 433. And he was very effective against the last traces of paganism in the area, but he also fought against Arians and the Monophysites. The Monophysites were those who believed that Christ had only one nature. And they were locked in a deadly battle against some other heretics. In order to correct the heresy of the other heretics, they slid into extremism on themselves on the other side and fell into heresy. They were fighting against the Nestorians. The Nestorians had a lot of different branches, but in effect they were duophysitists instead of monophysitists. They believed essentially that Christ had two distinct persons, divine and human, not two distinct natures, but two distinct persons. And so the Monophysites fought against this, and eventually the whole thing would be condemned by a council, a synod of Constantinople in 448, and the Acts of Chalcedon actually record Peter Chrysologus's corrections. We have some 176 sermons of Peter Chrysologus. And they are noteworthy because they're very brief. Some of the old fathers of the church, like Augustine or John Chrysostom, could go on for a couple of hours at a time. And not Peter. Peter wasn't terribly original in his thinking, but he knew how beautifully to turn a phrase. Beautifully to turn a phrase. It's one of the most famous ones that he has, which is also reported in the nocturne in Matins for his feast today, is the man who wants to play with the devil will not be able to rejoice with Christ. So we go and we choose sides like that. We lose the one thing that is important. Peter had an interesting death, and I think this is the point I'd like to leave you with. He had a premonition that he was going to die. And when he knew that he was going to die, he went to church, and he made generous offerings, and he invoked the patron saint of the church, Cassianus, to help him to have a good death. And he did, and he died a beautiful death. And so Peter Chrysologus not only teaches us in many ways, many brilliant ways, and defends doctrine and so forth, but as doctor of the church, he embodies in a way who the church is as teacher. And one of the things that the church is trying to teach us is how to die well. This is the reason why we have Mass. This is the reason why we have sacraments. It's because one day, my friends, we are going to die. And so Peter Chrysologus, in the example of his life and then in his death, also teaches us how to think about our own good death. It's something that we should meditate upon often. One day we are going to die. Our hearts will stop. We will stop breathing, and our souls will separate from our bodies, and we will die. And so it's good to consider this now, before the time comes. If we want to get good at something, you know, like playing the piano or doing football or, you know, playing any kind of position in football or say a game like chess or be a musical instrument or whatever it might be, we have to practice it. And so if we want to get good at mathematical problems, we have to practice them. That's, or learn a language, we have to practice it. Well, it's the same thing with this inevitability of having a good death. We have to take the steps that we can now in life so that when our time comes, hopefully with a little bit of preparation and certainly with the sacraments, so God, please preserve us all from sudden and unprovided death. So that when the time comes, we have some preparation. Don't let this one go. Don't let this one go. Dominus obisum, oremus. Iusus ab abba forebi, sicut caelus me libero est, ut vicabitur.